Oh my gosh! Quit doing that!
Stop it, Liv.
So disgusting. I can't even take it.
I agree.
That wasn't
Seriously.
Me.
It wasn't me. Pork chop!
Not me.
Not me. Alex? Six people were rescued after an elevator suddenly stopped working for several hours in a building formerly known as the John Hancock Center. If you're like you've ever been to Chicago, you probably know it's like the John Hancock building. But it happened around 12:30 a.m. Friday. The group was leaving. It's called the Signature Room Restaurant. Have you ever been there? It's on the 95th floor. It's amazing. It's cool to get a drink, and you can see like all of Chicago. My wife and mother-in-law and brother-in-law were just there like a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
So this is why it's like scaring the crap out of me. Well, the scary part is they get out. It's on the 95th floor. They're taking the elevator down. Two cables broke. They dropped from the 95th floor down to the 11th. They free fell 84 floors.
Nope.
You just assume you're dying, right?
You're 100%.
Oh, God, no!
100%.
Six people in there, including a pregnant woman, all ended up being okay, no major injuries, but it took them a little bit to get out because they fell between, like when it did stop, thank God, because they would have been killed, it stopped between floors. So it's just like they had to like kind of cut out a hole in the cement. You know what I mean? Like into the building.
So it didn't hit the ground is what you're saying.
It stopped on the 11th floor.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
That was a close call there.
What made it stop, I wonder?
Maybe it somehow had a backup cable somewhere. I don't know, but that is not cool.
See, then if I'm one of them, I'm living my life all Final Destination-y, thinking, you know, I'm going to be almost killed another way now.
But don't you think, like, or maybe survive, like, that was the closest you'll come to death, except for when you actually do die? Like, you're going to live it, like, scared forever? I feel like, well, if that didn't kill me, who cares, right?
No, I'd be scared
like,
forever.
It can't get worse than that. A woman, remember her accused of conspiring with her boyfriend and a homeless man to dupe everybody out of $400,000?
Yeah.
She's now saying, whoa, I didn't know anything about this.
Of course. I
have proof. Hold on, Alex. She has proof. She says a lawyer representing her released audio, and she could be heard saying, you started the whole blanking thing. You did everything. I had no part in any of this. And he's like, well, you dummy, we're not getting in trouble. You can't get in trouble for asking for money. So, I don't know if she just randomly hit record one time they were arguing.
Yeah, that seems so suspicious to me.
But she's left him. They're saying that he's kind of an abusive relationship kind of a guy.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She's now broken up with him. So, if that is true, I do feel bad for her. But in general, I hate that whole story because now it makes me not want to donate to anything. Even people I know, I'm like, wait a minute. Why does Alex need her vacation paid for? This doesn't make any sense.
I find that hard to believe.
All right, well, this is exciting news. If you have an iPhone, go ahead and grab it if it's safe to do so and, you know, start typing. Let's see here. Hey, pork chop, what's for breakfast? You know, like normally you try to move it, it takes forever. You just have to hit it, like you hold down with your thumb, then you move it around.
Yeah.
Did you know that what you could actually do...
You're talking about the cursor.
Yes. What you can actually do now, if you hold down the space button... It'll let you move anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. How freaking cool is that? It's so quick. The cursor moves.
Oh, look at
that. Game changer. Am I right? My Alex, goodness. Amazing, huh?
I mean, it's really not that.
No, that's
cool.
Huge.
It's Why do you
it's
poop
like
on everything?
Thing. It's like this. What is really, it's barely different.
Oh my
what
God.
Are you kidding
it's 100 times faster.
Yeah. Like, that's game changer. God. I can't believe they didn't do this. I've been saying this for years. Like, why is it so hard to move the cursor?
My wife
the
complains too. She's like, I like Android. It's so much easier to move the cursor on
Which
Android.
It is. But now, it's a game changer.
It's a game changer, folks. Okay, and I want to wrap up today with a little bit of food. A third of Thanksgivings this year will include at least one person with a dietary restriction. Oh, that sounds fun. According to the most recent survey, the most common ones are lactose intolerance, issues with gluten, vegetarians. What?
Nothing is more annoying to me than someone that's gluten-free. And that is so annoying.
And people that can't handle the nuts, the nut allergies.
Celiac disease, there's nothing they can do
about
it.
Yeah, my boyfriend has a nut allergy. So annoying. I'm a picky eater, which is already annoying. But like an allergy, because if they literally eat a crumb of something wrong, they're going
to
die.
I mean, you're just a picky eater, which is pretty damn annoying, to be honest, going out with you.
I have a gluten intolerance and a dairy intolerance, so I can pretty much just eat turkey at Thanksgiving, and that's literally it. That's like
fine.
The only thing I can
God, you're a cheap date at least.
Yeah, I'd be like uninviting you.
What's Liv want? Oh, nothing. Just give her turkey. She'll be fine with nothing. No, turkey. That's and a water. Give her a turkey and a water.
And gravy?
Yes. And other food things, Krispy Kreme announced they will be serving pumpkin spice glazed donuts throughout Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. And Chick-fil-A. Okay. Honestly, they messed up my order once. Other than that, they're pretty much perfect in my eyes. They're giving away, giving a World War II vet in Ohio free food for life. Check out this story. Mm. The 92-year-old vet has been eating lunch at the fast food place for pretty much every day for over a year now, and he usually comes in alone. Workers take turns, you know, keeping him company while he eats. The owner of the location also was a vet and said, you know what? You're eating for free as long as you come here. So I think that's pretty dope right there.
That's awesome. Now, I've been eating at Chick-fil-A every single day for 25
Don't
years.
Don't say
so
you're a vet. You are not a vet.
I'm not a vet, but I'm just saying, like, when do you get the black card? When do you get the ability to just go there and get your food for free when you are that much of a loyal customer?
I literally
every day. I'm not exaggerating. I go there every day.
I need the black card because it takes up a good chunk of my finances.
Did you say this vet, he's 92?
Yeah.
And he's getting free food for life?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I would never. I'm just saying.
You're smirking.
I mean, no. He's 92. You think it's funny? And he's getting free food
for
life.
Oh, you're saying they did it on purpose because he's not going to last that long?
Alex,
gosh, poor chap.
I would never.
Wow. Bitter much?
I would never.
Wow, I understand you want a black card to Chick-fil-A, but you don't have to hate on this guy to serve
that
damn
my
country.
My dad was a vet. Thank you for serving the country.
Okay, now his dad, he's jealous his dad didn't get one either. Okay.
Oh.
It's all about you, isn't it? That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.